It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It is the Take Command podcast. Logan Paulson there, Craig Hoffman here. And it's time to talk about Commanders and Bears. And this was supposed to be, and still might be, the Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams showdown of headlines. Woohoo, cool. Number one versus number two pick. But this is two teams, Logan, both kind of on the ascent. Chicago's been playing a lot better. They've also done it against some bad opponents. Washington's obviously 5-2. They've beaten up on some bad teams as well, because there's a lot of bad teams, something we talked about on Tuesday. But you play who's in front of you. Both teams playing really well. Chicago's coming off the bye. And the big story coming into it is, are we going to get that matchup of Jaden versus Caleb? We know Williams will play, but Logan, it's too early. For those that don't know, we record this on Thursday morning, so it's like 8:30 a.m. on a Thursday morning. We don't know what Jaden's practice status is going to be for the practice later today. We don't know what his status is going to be for Sunday. We might not know until Sunday. But when you hear Dan Quinn talk about, oh, this is ultimately going to be my decision, obviously we know that it's not wholly his decision. There's going to be doctors, and I'm sure Adam Peters has a thought, you know, all that stuff going in. What would you be looking for if you're Dan to make sure that Jaden Daniels can go out and play? And, you know, how much are you considering the fact that this guy's the franchise for, if we want to oversimplify it just a little bit, but really, honestly, not by much.
Yeah. And I think it's good that Dan said that. I think it's good that he said that it's his decision. And like, why is that good? I mean, there's so many times where as a player, and you know, this, like coaching people and being around athletes, like they're going to play. And like Jaden is crazy competitive. Like you see it at practice, you see it in training camp, you see him on the sideline that way. And so it's good. I think that Dan's basically saying, I'm going to take it out of his hands and I'm going to make the decision based on my observations, based on, you know, based on what the doctor tells me. You know, I had an injury when I was in Atlanta. I had a MCL, grade 2 MCL tear. And basically Dan told me the first week of practice, like I was like, I'm going to play. And he was like, no, I don't think you're going to play. And then went through another week of practice. And he was like, I think you're ready this week. And I didn't feel 100%, but I think he felt comfortable enough with how I was moving around and how I was practicing that I could participate. And so there is some level of kind of liberation for the athlete when the coach says that. So I think that's pretty cool, first off. Second off, like from my general, like they haven't said anything specifically, from my general understanding of the injury, I don't, it's going to be whether or not, you know, he can throw, whether or not he can run, how he moves around. This is not like a long-term thing. This is not, I think people are like, oh, this is the Robert Griffin all over again. It's definitely not in the same category as that. So, you know, whether he plays this week or not, you know, he'll be playing next week or the week after. This is not going to be a long-term issue. I think it's just about what's best for the athlete. And so for me, if I'm the head coach, if I'm putting myself in Dan Quinn's shoes, I'm thinking about Jaden 100%. As I think Marcus has done a good job. I think he's shown he's a serviceable backup, and you can get through a game, get through two games. And that's why ultimately, like as a backup quarterback, or what you're looking for in a backup quarterback, like that's what you want. Guy that can win you three or four games in a pinch and keep you on schedule. And I think Marcus showed last week that he can do that. So to me, there's not a lot of it's binary. It's like, can he do it? Yes. Can he do it? No.
Right.
If he can't do it, we're okay. And it's disappointing for fans, I think. Like, I was so looking forward to this matchup against a good defense, how well Jaden's been playing. Like, I just want to see him play every week because I'm a fan of him. I'm a fan of his play style. I'm a fan of what he brings for the city and for the offense. But ultimately, like, if you can't do it, can't do it. So, you know, like, that's, I think, good that Dan said it that way. And kudos to the staff. And I know that they're going to make the best decision for the organization, because like you said last week, everything they've done is so deliberate. It's so long-term vision. Like, they're not going to rush him back for you know, a Bears game in the middle of the season.
Right. Sorry, Tony Romo. Sorry, Jim Nance. You might not get your, sorry, right. CBS executives. You might not get the whole reason you moved this game to the game of the week. We would like you to have many other games of the week featuring us moving forward. And that's the other just quick thing that I'll add on this from like the injury side of it is, what you don't want is it to become a nagging thing that pops up every couple of weeks and he makes a throw and you're like, ah, my ribs. Like, you don't want this to become a thing. So you have to let it heal all the way. Cause there is, from what our best guess is, again, none of us know the injury because they won't tell us.
Which is good too. I think it's also smart. Cause from a game, cause if they can know it, but if we don't know it and the media doesn't know it, they can kind of play a little bit of gamesmanship here. So I think that's another thing. Like, kudos to them. I remember Mike Shanahan you see the same thing. It does give you a competitive advantage. As annoying that is for fans, annoying that is for people who want to place bets on the game, it gives the team a competitive advantage. And I love how they're kind of doing everything they can to make sure that they have those advantages.
Yeah. I love Dan. He always answers with a smile on his face. Yeah, well, I can tell you this, this, and this. It's like, you didn't answer the question. Well, can you tell us more? I can tell you this, this, and this.
Yeah, right.
He's very good at it, doing it with a smile. But for everything that we can kind of take out of it, like, it doesn't sound like it's a broken rib, it's something with the cartilage or whatever, because they said, like, oh, it's not a contact thing, like, they're more concerned about him moving around. That does probably mean that moving around risks aggravating it, and so what you don't want is him to play when it's close and then he aggravates it and then he misses another 2 weeks. Like, cool, you got 2.5 quarters, but now you missed 2 weeks. So you'd rather just miss 1 week and know that it's good by next week. As much as it sucks that we want to see him this weekend, there's that.